Blog Talk Radio.
A young cowboy named Billy Joe grew restless on the farm. A good boy filled with wanderlust who really meant no harm. He changed his clothes and shined his boots and combed his dark hair down. Mother cried as he walked out, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He laughed and kissed his mom and said, "You Billy Joe's a man. Can shoot as quick and straight as anybody can. If I wouldn't shoot without a cause, I'd gun nobody down." She cried again as he rode away, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns." Stopped and walked into a bar, laid his money down. But his mother's words echoed again, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Tell himself at last he had become a man. And a dusty cowpoke at his side began to laugh him down. He heard again his mother's words, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." And in his rage, Billy Joe reached for his gun to draw. But the stranger drew his gun and fired before he even saw. As Billy Joe fell to the floor, the crowd all gathered round. And they wondered at his final words, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." Nothing's really changed. A young man on the city streets, he has to make his name. He's still still too young to know a gun can't make a boy a man. And his mama cries as he walks out, don't take your gun to town, son. Leave your guns at home. Bill, don't take your guns to town.
And the first rule that they teach you at the National Rifle Association is gunpowder and liquor does not mix. So the boy should have listened to his mom, and he would be a happy camper today. And that's what happens when you don't listen to mom, because mom knows best. And never forget, mom taught you how to wipe. You didn't even know how to do that. Yeah, unbelievable. Don't take your guns to town, son. So you know what they're taking to town tonight? They're taking knives. This guy was a two-knife wielder, and he cut up 20 people in a school that had a security guard with no gun. Hey, we're not living in yesterday's world. We're not living in 50 years ago when a little girl could go up to a roof and bring down a frozen wash in the middle of a winter night. You can't do that today. Why do you think they call them helicopter moms? They can't take their eye off a kid for 10 seconds. We're living in the devil's world, and the devil rules. So what are we going to cover tonight? Well, being that that was a Western tune, we're going to cover a rancher who's standing up for his rights as an American citizen. And who do you think is trying to crush him? The biggest business in the world, the United States government. Big business number one. This is from Godfather Politics. Feds face off against rancher who won't submit. And this guy needs help right away because they're already coming in for the kill. Thomas Jefferson once wrote, experience hath shown that even under the best forms of government, those entrusted with power have in time and by slow operations perverted it into tyranny. Frank Lunda had a show the other night. He had about 20 people in the audience, and he asked one question. How many people feel they have less freedom, more freedom today than they had 10 years ago? Not one hand was raised. So let's go back to the Nevada scrublands. A proof of his assertion is unfolding right now in the Nevada scrublands as the Bureau of Land Management. This used to be the Bureau of Indian Affairs where they used to starve the Apaches. Now they're starving the white man too. Bureau of Land Management faces off against rancher Cliven Bundy, whose unforgivable crime is that he refuses to pay grazing fees. Back in the days of Robin Hood, it was King John, and it was his game preserve. And that's what King Obama is doing. He's turning the United States into his game preserve. So he refuses to pay grazing fees for letting his cattle roam over 600,000 acres of, get this now, reclassified federal land that Bundy says has been in his family for generations before the Communist Bureau of Land Management and Agrarian Reform was formed. The Gold Butte area is home to the endangered desert tortoise. Bundy has been fighting this battle since 1993 and has been on a losing end most of the way. His back fees run around $300,000, the feds assert. They can pick a number out of the air and you got to pay it. What do we do with people like that? We tar and feather them. A federal judge last year ruled that if the rancher didn't move his cattle off the disputed Gold Butte, the BLM could legally take them. Now, this federal judge is not named. We don't have an address. We don't have a political affiliation. Who appointed him? What is his philosophy? What party does he belong to? And does he wear a hammer and sickle underwear? Yeah. The cattle confiscation began this weekend with the BLM moving in like the invasion of Normandy. This is what they're doing to little people. And they're going to put this farmer out of business. And you know the only job this farmer's going to get? He's going to get a government job. And before you know it, the whole country is going to have government jobs. And then we'll all be slaves, and we'll have a number. What's that, the mark on your hand? A barcode. We'll all have barcodes. Yeah, the only barcode I have now is a bartender, a champagne. The cattle confiscation began this weekend with the BLM moving in like the invasion of Normandy. Bundy has sworn to stand fast, and he is willing to become a martyr if that's what it takes. Bundy has been getting increasing support from people who have heard about his case, and that's got the feds sweating. They're not sweating enough. They're not sweating enough. They got to be made to sweat like hot little pigs. Fearing another Ruby Ridge, the feds have created two First Amendment zones where protesters of government actions are supposed to stay. Oh, is that like a moment of silence? You can't pray out loud no more? You have to have a moment of silence, which means shut up, Christian. Is that what a moment of silence is really about? According to the Moapa Valley Progress, Bundy's son, Dave Bundy, was arrested Sunday while standing alongside the public highway Route 170, taking photographs of his father's cattle as they grazed. According, you know what, this will go to the Supreme Court and they'll say we're too busy. According to Dave's brother Ryan, several members of the family had gone out on the public roadway to document the removal of their cattle. Ryan Bundy says they were not on the federal restricted land, but on public land beside the highway. The Progress reported that when the family stopped to take pictures, they were met with loudspeakers warning them to leave the area. And then they were surrounded by nearly a dozen BLM, the dirty, lousy, rotten, stinking Bureau of Land Management and betrayers of the American way. So, the Progress reported they stopped to take pictures, there was loudspeakers, and they were surrounded by a dozen BLM vehicles with two agents each, 24 agents. And listen to this. This is the one that's getting real Americans very upset. They also had four snipers on the hill above us, all trained on us. We were doing nothing besides filming the area, said Ryan Bundy. The family were informed that they had no First Amendment rights outside the area the feds had created to contain protesters. When Dave Bundy didn't immediately return to his vehicle, the federal agents set a dog on him and then arrested him. He was filming and talking on the phone, I don't know to whom, Ryan Bundy said. It happened pretty fast. They came down on him hard and had a German Shepherd on them, and then they took him. Oh, you mean like Bill Clinton when he sold Elian Gonzalez to Fidel Castro for 30 pieces of silver and screwed the Cuban community while Jeb Bush hid under the bed? Oh, you think we forget? We forget nothing. We forget nothing. You just run for president, Hillary, the bitch of Benghazi. We're waiting for you. Cliven Bundy, the whole country is waiting to show up at your hoedown. Cliven Bundy attempted to contact area law enforcement. If you think Jeb Bush doesn't have a chance, you haven't seen nothing, oh lady of Benghazi. Yeah, boy, she did a nice, right? Well, how's that blood clot coming? Well, she had a blood clot. Yeah, she couldn't testify. Yeah, but she's shooting her big mouth off now, isn't she? Yeah, blood clop. They told him to get off the phone or he would be arrested, Ryan Bundy said on Sunday. That is the kind of support that we had from any legitimate policing power. It was unclear at this writing what the situation was with Dave Bundy. The federal government has never been authorized by the Constitution to simply take someone's property without fair compensation. And even then, it's supposed to be limited to cases where the property is actually needed by the government. When somebody says judge rules, you better find out who that rotten bastard is, because the word judge rules means nothing. Court rules means nothing. We want names. We want backgrounds. We want to know who's stiffing us. To simply fence off an area, call it federal land because of the tortoise. This is the communist environmental Leninists. They're going to tie up this country. You won't be able to drill for water. And charge the former owners for the privilege is a gross abuse of power. You know, Stalin didn't even do this to the Ukrainians when he murdered 10 million of them. The federal government really in that area, the tortoise is the flimsiest of excuses, yet it's similar to other cases where property owners have been chased off or prevented from building because of a runaway power-mad federal bureaucracy. Too big? Too big. You got to make it small. We got to Javaro shrink this government. We got to make it the size of a shrunken head. Power-mad federal bureaucracy that does things because they can get away with them. Yeah, who are you going to go to? The Department of Justice? Yeah. The Department of Homeland Security has been buying guns, ammo, and armored vehicles for all manner of federal and local agencies under the Obama administration. We can probably expect to see more cases like the Bundys in the near future. My friends, I sent this off to Fox tonight, and I told them they can't stand on the sidelines. They got to have somebody out there with the Bundys tonight. There's got to be somebody out there from Fox that's representing the American people. So if you're a Fox fan, send them an email. Tell them we want somebody from Fox to be out there with the Bundys. They could send Jesse Waters. Is that his name? You want to hear the comments? As was pointed out on Tom Sullivan's nationally syndicated Fox radio broadcast today, the DHS is the newly created, unconstitutionally allowed national police force. Break it down. Break them out. Get rid of them. Fire every one of them. Send them to another land. The only way our God-given constitutionally protected rights are going to be protected is if we who formerly served in the armed forces become this regime's worst nightmare, which is exactly, I got to tell you, there is a lot of heated talk arising, and people are not being as delicate as they used to be. People are getting fed up. When this speech becomes illegal, I'll become a criminal. I may become an enemy of the state, but never of the people. Remember this, always aim just below the blue helmet. Yeah, that's pretty good, right? I said many years ago that you'll know we've lost our country when the Marine Corps is wearing blue helmets. And you know that with the first thing Obama did when he took over, he covered up all the soldiers that he was losing in Afghanistan. You know, Bush in 8 years only lost 461. In 8 years, he only lost 461. Obama has lost probably by now very close to 3,000. Last time I checked, it was around 2,300, and that was about maybe 5 months ago. And we haven't done the Mogadishu mile yet out of Afghanistan, and he's going to lose a lot of people before, because all the jihadis are going to come in to pick off an American for the videos. Yeah, we're going to get our lumps. And he's telling everybody not to worry about overseas. He's worried about New York City. So he pointed it out as a good nuclear target. And now we have to put up in the city of New York under this communist mayor, we have to put up no nuke zones. No nukes allowed in this zone. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're up the fat lady's burka. I would include the recent spate of cashiered both line and flag officers amongst the cadre of those willing to stand up for the Constitution and the principles upon which it was founded. For after all, that's what they were really cashiered for, not agreeing to fire on American citizens if they refused to give up their firearms or their land. Hence, the newly created DHS is not undergoing mission creep. It is a national police force, and that's what they were created for, enforcing federal rules, laws, and edicts. If the military or the state or a local enforcement people refuse to do so, well, you know what? Somebody's got to stand with these Bundys. Somebody's got to be out there, man. Somebody's got to overfill that First Amendment quadrant that they've set up out there to cage all the animals. And that and all those cows belong to the Bundys, and they're grandfathered. And you know what we're having tonight? A tortoise soup. Yeah. And we're going to top it off with spotted owl and piping plover eggs. It would only be more appropriate if the BLM agents had jackboots and SS on armbands and they were spraying Juden on the sides of the animals. Yeah, this guy thinks he's going to take over the country. Man, what a rude awakening these liberals have. Yeah, that's why they wanted the guns, because once they take your guns away, it makes it easy for them to kill you. Never give up your guns. If they want to go and seize guns, let them go to the Indian reservations first. This is without doubt the most corrupt and lawless administration in U.S. history. Now, a lot of people are talking about impeaching Obama. I say before you impeach Obama, you got to impeach Eric Holder. If you can't successfully impeach Eric Holder, do not even try to get Obama. But get Eric Holder, and then you can go after Obama. Mr. Bundy is the corrupt thief. He's stolen from the American people. There you go. There's a real communist. Yeah. Mr. Itter, you just define yourself. How? Your subconscious typed the cat out of the bag. To wit, is stolen. He spelled it. He didn't spell stolen right, so they're thinking that he's from another country. More of us Bundys today, you tomorrow, and showdown, okay, corral, states' rights, people rights, all on the line. Not about Bundy, okay. Play knockout game. Run guns, lie, not raise cattle. Yeah. Hello, UN Agenda 21. Go watch the vids on YouTube if you don't know what it is. This is all about power and control over everyone. The power-tripping Nazis are in the White House. The only difference between a Nazi and a communist is the uniform. Both are socialists, and both plan to exterminate a race of people, the American race. Are you really not stupid? Agenda 21, you're a nutcase. This care has been going on for decades. Mr. Bundy is a thief. He wants something for nothing. People are eager to make stupid statements without actually knowing the true facts. Mein Freund. Yeah, this guy is bad news. He's a real communist. Yep. I know his kind. I don't have anything and neither will you. The government is nothing but a gang of most vicious, greedest, murderous vermin yet assembled. This guy, M. Ritter, has raided, that's his call sign. He has raided this website, and he's on every other blog. We haven't seen nothing yet before this worm gets out of office. Who says he's getting out? Only our near-term hope is that conservatives win the midterms and Obama and Biden are impeached. So there's a lot of impeachment talk out there, but I'll say it again. You got to get Holder first. If this story is true and there may be a reason to check some facts, then the Fed's ass is grass. Holder is not only in contempt of Congress, but should be sanctioned ad in jail after 2 years of the contempt ruling in the Justice Department, which is doing this crap. We will not release the demanded info for Congress. Why should citizens bow down to these corrupt losers? This evil game is unpatriotic and unlawful. Pray for the USA. We got to do more than pray. There's a story about a rabbi and a priest that went to St. Nicholas Arena to watch a Friday night fight. And the guy in one corner blessed himself. And the rabbi said to the priest, What does that mean when he does that? The priest said it doesn't mean anything if he can't fight. Citizens should implement a counter-sniper operations. Yeah, and the guy's got a picture of Barry Goldwater. Yeah, you can't. When they put four snipers on a hill to pick off a man and his family, you know we're in it, man. We're in it big time. The biblical history of the king and queen, Ahab and Jezebel, comes to mind. She had someone killed in order to take his land and give it to her husband. And so it begins, as feared it would. Yeah, and so it begins. When will the mainstream people see? How are they going to see? They're watching national, they're watching nothing but communist NBC, Always Be Communist ABC, the Communist News Network CNN, and PBS, National Public Radio. What are they going to learn? I swear the Heartbleed virus announced today is not a rogue hacker. All your accounts are accessible to the NSA. Someone hacked my login to a conservative activist veteran site today because I was printing off May 16th Operation American Spring flyers for a local gun show. Oh, yeah, Big Brother is watching, huh? Wonder what it will take for people to take a stand against a power-mad government. Will you wait until they disarm all of you? By that time, it will be too late. You know, Bob Grant haunts me. He is gone. But 3 months before he passed away, on one of his shows, and I'm sure he said it more than once, it's all over, folks. Meaning you lost your country. It's all over. We can't let that happen. We can't let them drug us. We can't let them lead us into temptation. We got to deliver ourselves from evil. The government is out of control, and we allow it because we would rather watch TV. Voted by the Democrats. The Democrat Party is the Communist Party. They have no God. They kicked God off the party platform at the last convention. They had a roll call 3 times. The first roll call was get rid of God. The second roll call was get rid of God. And the third roll call was get rid of God. But somebody said to the Los Angeles mayor who was hitting the gavel on the platform, we can't let them know our true intentions. You better say that God stays. And he said, yes, God stays. But the crowd shouted, no, he doesn't. Okay, and what else? And so, yeah, and they sell drugs for tax money. They gamble. They sell gambling rights for tax money. They won't let you drill for oil so you can get the gas bill down. But they'll help Brazil drill for oil for China. And they'll take Social Security money and lend it to Brazil so they can move the deep water oil rigs from the Gulf Coast and down to Brazil to drill oil for China. And that's all done on Obama's watch. And don't be fooled. While everybody's focused on hating Obama, Hillary Clinton is doing an end run. And she's putting herself up on the throne, getting ready to knight all her followers. Obama's brown shirt army is here. We must resist or they will come for you at home tomorrow. I am afraid to enjoy my First Amendment rights for fear to get ridiculed as a conspiracy theorist with comments like, it could never happen in the U.S. Where is your proof? You are a racist. You're not tolerant. This is a serious matter when our rights are being taken away little by little. Every day, death by a thousand cuts. They take the ones that you don't care about first, and eventually they'll get to the ones that you do care about. In the meantime, we've lost a lot of rights. I suspect that possibly the land being confiscated has nothing to do with turtles, but it is included on the map of Agenda 21 that the UN is working towards a new world order. The UN should be turned into a hotel, and the only donation they should get from the American people is one towel and one bar of soap. This map shows areas in the U.S. where U.S. citizens are not allowed to use, even if they own it. Go to the UN website, oh man, and see for yourself. Yeah, Obama is not for America. He denounced it on the day he was elected. This man has no love of country. He's the first president in the United States who hates his country. And don't play the race card on me because I don't buy it. I don't buy it. I will blame it all on his evil white half. An EPA agent, Al Amarandarias, said in a speech, "We intimidate like the Romans did." Oh, I remember this. They would go into a village and crucify the first five men to make the village more compliant. When the people fear the government, that is tyranny. When the government fears the people, that is liberty. Thomas Jefferson. Tommy Jefferson writes again. Ruby Ridge and Waco are test cases that the feds got away with. Ilian Gonzalez, too. They stomped all those praying mothers out there with rosary beads and holy pictures, and they called them terrorists, and CNN filmed it. And the people in that little ghetto stomped, they trashed CNN for betraying them. And that was the end of CNN. Now look what they do. And Al Jazeera has come in to take over CNN's action. Because they're not doing the job that Al Jazeera can do. Why wouldn't they believe bullying and even murdering citizens without just cause is okay? Listen, they kill 4,700 kids a day in Democrat Party chop shops. It's a woman's right to choose. Yep, they can choose a president and they can choose their own executioner. Each state needs to confiscate all federal lands and then place 95% up for sale to the private sector. Only existing national parks should be preserved, then all national forests and BLM land should become mostly private lands. Very good. I like that. Here's one. This guy's a vet from Vietnam. After serving in Vietnam, I scored in the upper 1% of Americans seeking admission to graduate school. I earned a Master of Science degree in the United States, then left the country to avoid discrimination against war veterans and earned a doctoral degree in science in Germany. After working for a quarter of a century in foreign countries for foreign employers, I returned to the United States to discover how American employers are still discriminating against veterans. And tonight we have proof at Macy's. Macy's in New York was built by the Catholic community. Merry Christmas was their biggest money-making season. And today you can't get a Merry Christmas out of Macy's. All you get are some clown parades at Thanksgiving, and you get the word believe and a big red star, but you'll never hear anybody at Macy's wish you a Merry Christmas. And you know what I say to that? Bafangul Macy's. I have been denied employment in the United States for 45 years, and the federal government and governments of three states have spent more than $1 million in legal fees to maintain the hiring policies of the draft-dodging scofflaws who presently run our civil service agencies. In addition, I discovered that the top scientists in many federal agencies lack the most fundamental qualifications for their jobs. GS-15 positions are classified as equivalent to full professorships at universities and research institutions, yet most of the people being hired for these civil service positions with some agencies like the U.S. Geological Survey have not even earned a master's degree. Any private employers would require a PhD or equivalent plus much experience in performing research and publishing results in bona fide scientific journals. The majority of G15 scientists for many federal government have published little or nothing. Some have worked 20 or 30 years for the government without ever having produced one work product. Their only qualification for their jobs is knowing the right people. Veterans need not apply. If a scientist publishes a report that suggests that his agency is doing something wrong, he is fired as a whistleblower. The fact that he is right and the agency head wrong makes no difference. Is it any wonder that federal agencies charged with protecting our environment are just thugs looking for victims with property that they can steal? You want to hear a story about the property that could be stolen? Google Clinton Gore Elk Hills Oil Reserve. kills oil reserves. That was created around the time of Teddy Roosevelt. It was to make sure that the U.S. Navy had adequate oil supplies to conduct any kind of war that it might be called on to fight. And in the Clinton-Gore administration, they designated the Elk Hills oil reserves, because they were cutting the size of the Navy, as expendable. And they put it out in an auction. And guess who won the auction? The company that Al Gore's father worked for. I'm trying to remember the name. Occidental Petroleum, I think it was, which is owned by a guy named Armin Hammer, who was a personal friend of Joseph Stalin. Yeah. Google it. Check it out. Research it up and down. Tell me I'm wrong. Welcome home, soldier. I will never be welcome at home until I have employment. It seems that the jobs here are reserved for those who ask only what their country can do for them. My current lawsuit may eventually force the Federal Civil Service to provide me the job it promised me. If my case ever goes before an untampered jury, I will win. But exercising my constitutional right to have a civil lawsuit exceeding $20 in value decided by a jury is still a long shot. What the hell are the feds doing in Nevada? Don't they have better things to do, like protecting our borders? I bet if there were an illegal alien, they would not give chase with a German Shepherd dog. Not that would be humane, and they would surely get a lawsuit on their ass. Our government is slowly encroaching on all our civil liberties. The ACLU was founded by a communist. Just remember that. So how long will this BS go on? It is sad. Next, the feds will take away all kinds of food that cause gas, like beans, black-eyed peas, crowder peas, cabbage, and sweet potatoes. You know that human gas hurts the earth. I'm sure they are studying it now. So beware. Yeah. You know what they do when they go to work in the morning? They dream of new taxes for new things. They look around. They search the horizon. What's new on the horizon? Somebody invent something that we haven't taxed yet? That's what they do, man. They dream up new taxes. Here's a guy, might be a girl, Janann, 59. I have friends in Texas who have owned a 4,000-acre ranch since 1950. At some point, someone noticed an endangered owl or a bird nesting on part of their property, and they have been forbidden ever since to even allow their cattle to graze on that land. I know another individual, an immigrant from Iran, who had invested his money in land and was offered several million for a piece of property in Helotes, Texas. When they did the required EPA studies, some other endangered bird was found on his property. First thing I'd do is bust up all of those Sierra Clubs. I would put them all under house arrest for at least 50,000 houses. Yeah. Unbelievable, man. They are enviro-Leninists. They're the ones that are doing the work of the Communist Party. And they're doing it, they're using our own constitution to take away our freedoms. They're riding the constitution side saddle. He was told he could not sell or use the land. He got a bunch of neighborhood kids to gather stray cats at $5 a cat and send his son out to feed them every day in hopes they would nibble away at the end. While that didn't work, and I have to admit I admired his efforts. See, I got to tell you something. Cedar Island of Virginia bought a piece of property down there. It's underwater now. But I bought it because it was pristine. And somebody told me, well, you can't build a house on here because there's a piping plover nest on your property. And I said, oh, yeah? Well, here comes my piping plover cat. Yeah, it's all a rule, man. It's just one piece of the law that they can stick it to you. There was a big, long-lasting fire at the tire dump in the area, which either killed off or convinced the birds to move elsewhere, and he was able to make his multi-million-dollar sale. You know, the sad part about it is every day you break the law. It's a question, when the government wants to arrest you. They force you to lie. If you tell the truth, the liars win. It said, if you stand on principle, you will be stomped. You got to fight fire with fire. Never forget what Jimmy from Brooklyn says. When the communists win, they win, and when they lose, they win. And they set up the next battle. And when they come to, they love coalitions because they take them over. And when they come to the negotiating table, they come with nothing and they leave with half of what you had in the beginning. And our two greatest weaknesses in the United States are intelligence, we don't have it, and the ability to negotiate. You see John Kerry, you see what he's doing? Isn't it embarrassing? And he precedes, he comes after Hillary Clinton. Did you see what she did? What did she do? You know how she got elected in New York as a senator? She took off her Arkansas, Illinois plates, and she put on New York plates, bought a baseball cap, and she became a senator. She bought a Yankees hat, and they voted for her. Yeah. And then what did she do? She went upstate New York. She made a deal with Hasidim to get the Orthodox Jewish vote. You know what she did for them? She got a pardon for a rabbi that was in jail. And I often wondered, I could just, when I read that story, I pictured a young Jewish girl being brought up according to the Torah, knowing the Ten Commandments, and being in the kitchen while at the table in the living room was her father making a deal to break a crooked rabbi out of jail, and how she must have been shocked, how much she must have been scandalized in her heart of hearts. Yeah. The lips can say anything, but the heart doesn't lie. They're all nuts and we pay the price. Since God no longer exists, man no longer has dominion over the animals. It's the animals who now have priority. Even the smallest smelt or the ridiculous sand daughters. Sand daughters are they're a delicacy, you know. The French love them. We could export that. Why are those owls still alive? Can't they get some illegals to take them out? It has nothing to do with owls, man. We're the owl. We're the sand daughter. It is really sad. Oh, one of the biggest problems and threats for ranchers in Nevada is Dirty Harry Reid. He's the most corrupt person in government. It's a close tie between Reid and Obama. Reid has been a common criminal since becoming an adult. He has even stolen water from northern Nevada ranches for Las Vegas. Mafia is who Reid supports, not the people of Nevada. I got to say one thing in honor of the people of Nevada. George Soros went there to buy their vote to legalize marijuana, and they voted no. So thank you, Nevada. You stood up for an entire country. You don't realize it, but you stood up for us. And I hope that we stand up for this farmer, this cattle farmer. I want to see Chuck Schumer out there home on the range, where seldom is heard a discouraging word. Let's see how long he lasts herding cattle. Yeah, Chuck Schumer. He thinks a wrench is a place where Jewish cowboys hang out. Let me go to a tune for you. We got other fish to fry tonight. Yeah, Chuck Schumer. Two-gun Schumer. Yeah, he's looking out for the people. Yeah, he's looking out for the people. He's got connections to nursing homes. He's got a big contributor that underpays people working in his nursing home. And when they ask for a raise, they threaten to transfer them to areas that they're not accessible by public transportation. And that's how they deal with the squeaking wheel while they squeak. They squeak like stuffed rats. Unbelievable. Doctor, what are we going to do? Well, let's see if we could have high hopes. I just uploaded it, so I got to see if it took. Come on, come on, come on. Oh, well, being that we're doing, let me see if I can find High Hopes, because we need a lot of High Hopes. Happy birthday, baby. Hard-hearted Hannah. That's the woman's lib movement. Oh, maybe it's at the bottom of the trail. Let me take a look. What is with these women, man? Okay. That's what we need. High Hopes.
Just what makes that little old ant think he'll move that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant.
But he's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. He's got high apple pie in the sky hopes.
So anytime you're getting low, go, just remember that ant. Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
When trouble calls and you're back to the wall, there's a lot to be learned. That wall could fall.
Once there was a silly old ram, thought he'd punch a hole in a dam. No one could make that ram scram. He kept butting that dam,
'cause he had high hopes. He had high hopes. He had high apple pie in the sky hopes.
So anytime you're feeling bad, instead of feeling sad, just remember that ram. Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt
dam.
Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt dam.
Okay, I'm looking, this is Godfather Politics, and they've got a couple of headlines, and I'm going to run them by you. Hank Aaron says Republicans are like the KKK, but with neckties and starched shirts instead of hoods. It is sad to see a baseball hero like Hank Aaron. I never saw his color. I only saw a baseball. And I'll tell you, my baseball hero was Say Hey Willie, a guy that played for the New York Giants, Willie Mays. I used to deliver his dry cleaning. You know, I did once. I helped out a guy on a truck who was shorthanded, and we were going down to Harlem to deliver dry cleaning to the dry cleaning stores. And somebody said, that's Willie Mays', that's where he leaves his dry cleaning. But Say Hey Willie, I never heard him play the race card. And he was a doer. Hank Aaron, he beat Babe Ruth's record. God bless him for it. But when he says Republicans are like the KKK, well, he hasn't met Robert Byrd, the late Robert Byrd, who was a senator who voted to burn the flag. And he was a barn burner, and he was an official head Kliegel of the Ku Klux Klan. The Democrat Party is the Klan Party. And if you quote, to want to quote LBJ when he passed legislation, he said, "We'll have, because of this legislation, we'll have these N-words voting for us for the next 200 years." And apparently LBJ was a prophet, because that's what they do. They vote at the party line. But the party line is no God. It is no normal marriages. It is murder children, many of whom are black. As a matter of fact, of the 3,000 that were killed today at planned slaughterhood, 1,200 were white, 1,100 were black, and 700 were Latino niños. And that is a movie coming out about the patron saint of the Democrat Party, Kermit Gosnell. That's a black man who killed his own people. And he killed them so big, he used to say that some of them can walk to the bus. So, Hank, you're making a big mistake. You're dividing the country. You're playing the Obama card. You're playing into the Obama hand. That's not you, Hank. That's not you. So, as a good Christian, I forgive you. And I love you, Hank. Okay, so having said that, let's go to the next topic. And that's a student plunges to his death getting high on marijuana in Colorado. Yes, due to legalized marijuana, he plunged to his death. And there's you know what's coming? That's riding side saddle. It's riding in a sidecar right next to the weed epidemic is the heroin epidemic. Apparently, they're not stopping with weed. These guys are graduating real quick now. They're learning the ropes, and they're doing more dopes. And in Suffolk County alone in Long Island, the heroin, I don't know if it's the death rate, I think it's the death rate by heroin, is up 86% from 2010. 86%. Do you know there isn't a town or a city that could put up a sign in this country that says, welcome to drug-free city? Not one town or city can do that. That's how successful the marketing technique is of the drug dealers. It's unbelievable. If I told you I was born into a generation that was drug-free, you wouldn't believe me. But I got to tell you. I saw marijuana move from downtown to uptown in Manhattan. I can almost tell you when it reached the certain neighborhoods, 125th Street, 137th Street, you just ride the subway, 168th Street, 181st Street, and before you know it, it was up to the tip of Manhattan and heading for the rest of the country. And now we've become a nation of junkies, and there are more rehab centers than there are churches. There are more baby chop shops, Democrat baby chop shops, than there are churches. We're in trouble. We're falling into Satan's hands, and God is going to destroy us. And this time, it will be nukes. So, we're not ready. George Washington said, in times of peace, prepare for war. We're not prepared at all. Obama is laying us down, face down, pants down, for any conqueror that wants to come our way. And the military will tell you, they don't have the capability of fighting a war. They won't tell you that actually Obamanomics is failing in Illinois. No kidding. Liberal or conservative, the machine knows all. And Mozilla dumps a CEO because he donated $1,000 to Proposition, I think it's Proposition 8. And if that's true, then I say dump Mozilla. And I like Firefox. As a matter of fact, Firefox is recommended over AOL by a lot of people with websites. But if you're going to, all these big companies are now getting into the political mode, and most of them are standing against the country. I used to be a big defender, and I still am, of American business. I love big American business. When I hear communists talk about Mobil Oil and Exxon and big American business, I say, give me more of it. As long as it's American, I love it. But now I see that, the EPA drove a lot of American business overseas. But I saw a lot of companies selling out to the Chinese. And a business associate of mine once told me, loyalty is 10%. When it goes to 11%, the loyalty is gone. And so that's what it is. And I also have a theory. It's called the Passover theory. the Passover Supper theory, 1 out of 12 will betray you. So we're in trouble. When I saw Budweiser do their commercial for the 911 and the horse bowed, man, that rocked me. I said, what a pro-American company. Now they're owned by the Belgese. Yeah. What happened, man? Who sold us out? And the EPA has given more business to China than any competitor could ever do. The EPA has built the Chinese economy. And they're going to send John Kerry to talk to them about global warming. You know what they'll do to John Kerry? Yeah, they'll do what the Apaches do on the anthill with the honey. Unbelievable. It is really sad. We lost our country and we're never getting it back. That's what Bob Grant said. He said, it's over, folks. And let's hope he's wrong. We will find out soon enough, unless the bad guys head us off at the pass. Here's an article, a farts caused by eating baked beans responsible for global warming. Well, the biggest farts I know are the Democrats, so I think every one of them should carry a 55-gallon trash bag. You know, like like the doggy pooper scoopers, they should have a Democrat trash bag. Yeah, gather up all of those flatulence. It is really sad. Pray for that farmer out there. He's standing all alone against the almighty communist government. He's alone out there, man. He must be discouraged. He hasn't got a friend in the world as far as he can see. It is really sad. So it's 3:37. And the economy is doing great, isn't it? How are you doing? How's your credit rating? How's your house? Is it still underwater? We're going to close with 3:11. We're going to close with faith of our fathers, because we got to fall back into the faith of our fathers. We got to come home to Jesus, because he's the only one looking out for us. And if you're feeling depressed, get yourself into a church or a synagogue. Don't go to the mosque. And just sit down and wait for God's message. He'll talk to you. He'll talk to you. He'll send you a message. I'll tell you a quick one. I did a gold deal, which turned out to be bogus. So I went on a wild goose chase. But there was a reward of $800,000 if it panned out. And the deal was put together by people from overseas and people from the United States. And we were going to Switzerland, to Geneva, Switzerland, to facilitate the purchase of 50 metric tons of gold. Right then I should have known it was bogus. But you see, when you can use the money, it's very hard to be rational. But I had to go because here's how the deal would have worked. Anybody there would have got paid if the deal went down, and anybody that wasn't there would have got screwed if the deal went down. So I went with a rabbi's wife, a woman lawyer from South Africa, a guy who sold precious stones at trade shows, at the gemstone shows, and a guy who worked for the UN, and who else was in on the deal? Okay, so we went at Passover time. Now, the woman lawyer from South Africa, she was also Jewish, and she was a friend of the rabbi's wife who lived in Maryland. So we all teamed up, and this was all put together on a fax machine. And we all showed up at a hotel in Geneva to do the deal. So because it was Passover, the women stayed in their room, and they celebrated Passover. So I'm telling you this because I said in the beginning, if you go to a church and you sit down, you know, God will talk to you. So I was saying, gee, look at everybody celebrating their holy day. Why don't I just pop over to this church across the street and say a little prayer? So I go into this church. There's no seats. It's an old cathedral. And on the balconies are all shields of knights, you know, and family crests. They cover the entire wall. There's an altar with a cross on it. There is a light coming through the window, and you can see the dust particles, you know how the light dances, the dust particles dance and the light is coming down to the altar. And a dove flies through the light. I'm in this church all alone, and all of a sudden, a voice behind me starts to speak to me in Arabic. And I turn around, and it's a beggar. And he looks like Algerian. He wears the hats that a lot of Algerians wear. And so, of course, what am I going to do? I'm in God's house. He's asking for money. What am I going to do? So I gave him something, and he left. And I said, is that a message or what? What it goes to show you. You never know, right? We owe the people that built this country and handed it over to us, we owe them our fealty and to thank them for what the gift that they gave us. They gave it with their lives and hard work, sweat and tears. And for us to lose it because of stupidity and selfishness and not being alert, we are going to be the lost generation.